AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The first lawsuit's been filed under the new Texas law that allows private citizens to sue abortion providers who perform the procedure after fetal heart activity can be detected. Two lawyers from out of state have sued Dr. Alan Braid, who publicly announced he was defying the law. The strongest challenge to Roe v. Wade will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court December 1st. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The state of Mississippi is asking the high court to uphold its ban on most abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. The state told the court it should overrule Roe and the 1992 decision that prevents states from banning abortion before viability, the point at which a fetus can survive outside the womb. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The stock market sank in Monday trading, echoing losses in international markets. There were concerns over the possible default of a large Chinese developer and jitters about the Fed this week possibly loosening some of the controls put in place to deal with the pandemic recession. Police and FBI agents took evidence from the family home of Brian Laundrie in Northport, Florida, a day after investigators said they believe Laundrie's girlfriend was dead in Wyoming. Our Jennifer King reports.
Outside the family home of Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the disappearance of Gabby Petito, FBI agents came in and out with boxes of evidence. At least a dozen agents and police officers converged on the home a day after authorities discovered a body believed to be hers on the edge of Grand Teton National Park. Laundrie's whereabouts are still unknown.
Authorities in Los Angeles have arrested a commercial pilot in connection with brutal attacks on women in Southern California. Robert Yukas is accused of rape. Officials believe there may be other victims in the U.S. and abroad. Twitter says it will pay $809 million to settle a class action lawsuit, alleging it misled investors about how much its user base was growing. This is AP News. The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed as many lives as the last big pandemic in U.S. history.
The Spanish flu pandemic a century ago killed an estimated 675,000 Americans. COVID-19 has now claimed roughly the same number. The population then was about a third of what it is today, meaning that pandemic took a much bigger toll. But researchers say COVID-19's toll will grow. The University of Washington's influential model projects another 100,000 American deaths by January 1st. They're averaging about 1,900 a day. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The man who inspired the film Hotel Rwanda has just been convicted of terrorism offenses and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Human rights groups say their government has conducted an act of retaliation. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.